You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
LCMS Youth Gathering is coming up this summer, July 2025. There are opportunities to serve. Today, we're going to talk specifically about the opportunities for young adults to serve at the LCMS Youth Gathering. We'll get to that in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Bryce Lidke. He's a young adult volunteer squad leader at the LCMS Youth Gathering taking place this summer. Bryce, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Also joining us today, Brandon Heath, manager of the Young Adult Volunteer Team. Brandon, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
Well, Bryce, let's learn your story. You're serving as a squad leader this year. That means you have served as a young adult volunteer at a previous gathering. Why did you apply to serve as a young adult volunteer for an LCMS Youth Gathering in the past?
Yeah, so I remember my first time attending a gathering as a participant at my church, and just remembering that kind of surreal feeling being in the mass event, which is a large event that happens every day while you're there in the whatever location you're at, but it's usually at a large convention center or Superdome, and just having that experience of being with 30,000 other people that believe similarly to you and being in that community of faith and love and hope and trust was something that was just very surreal to me and something that was very impactful. And all throughout the gathering, there's just little moments that I'll never forget and little pieces that I took away from it. And I wanted to be able to provide that experience to others and make sure I was doing everything that I could to continue on that experience to those who were up and coming, and also continue to just attend the gathering just because I had such an amazing time as a participant.
So going from a participant to a young adult volunteer, what was that transition like for you, being one of the people that was then in charge of some things and a person responsible for the well-being of others in various places?
Yeah, it's really interesting to kind of see behind the scenes. I think obviously with that many people and just all the moving parts of the gathering, it's kind of like organized chaos. There's just a lot of things that are going on. But as a participant, you don't see all that. You just see this amazingly well put together event, and it is well put together, but it is put together because there's so many people running around and making sure everything is going well. And so it was just really interesting to be as a participant being like, this is just really running so smoothly. And then to be on the other end of it, running around to make sure it's going smoothly, which is really interesting, kind of seeing the two different parts of like, oh, this is why this is working so well. It's because it's so organized, because people really bought in to make this a great experience for everybody.
All right. So what were your duties as a first-time young adult volunteer at the LCMS Youth Gathering?
Yeah. So I was a captain. So I had a group that I was in charge of, a group of YAVs that I was in charge of. And I was on the convention center floor. And so if those of you who attended the last gathering, if you remember like the big dinosaur, like camper kind of big trailer and the Lego section, I was kind of in that section, and all the YAVs that were at those stations, I was over them making sure that all their needs were met and that my section of the convention center was running smoothly.
What a rough life to be in the Lego section of the convention floor. What did training, orientation, what did all of that preparation look like for you so that you would be a successful team captain?
Yeah, so captain's a little different than the normal YAVs, just because we start meeting a little bit earlier just to get our team scheduled and make sure our YAVs have like a shift so everybody gets lunch and everybody has their own schedule. We also do a little bit of Bible study prep for our team. And so it was a little bit more than the YAV would, but I don't think it's a very large time commitment. It's very manageable. In addition to that, I think the YAVs are very organized. Brandon and his team does a very good job in making sure that everybody has a specific job, and that way the gathering can run smoothly. But there is a chain of command that happens at the gathering, and that's really helpful because if you ever have questions, you know exactly who you need to go to, and that person knows who they need to go to. And so the training itself is helpful, but you also get into your groove with your specific duty that you're assigned, and you always know, no matter what, you have people that you can go to, and that's kind of the role of the captain and the squad leader, and it's to make sure that everybody's supported during the gathering. And so with a really good network, you're all there to serve, you're all there to volunteer, and then everybody really buys into that, and everybody's there to help everybody out.
So attending the gathering as a youth, then applying to serve as a young adult volunteer, each time learning something, what did you learn through your experience as a young adult volunteer that you found to be valuable?
I think how quickly you can make connections with people. Dan's going to shake his head when I say this, but I remember they forced captains, not forced, but they asked us to kind of check in with our teammates throughout the week and pray with them and do stuff. And I, at the beginning, I was like, this is so dumb. Like, I have known these people for 3 days. We are going to have not a lot in common. Like, we share our faith, but it's just going to be like this awkward conversation where I sit down with somebody across from a table and be like, so how's your week going? And then actually doing those conversations was honestly probably my favorite part of the last gathering, is because I don't know if it's like just the situation you're in or the environment, but you just find these common themes in your life and you just have these really robust conversations and people just opening up about really hard and difficult things that you're going through. The other nice thing about Yogs is you're all a similar age group. And so you're all kind of experiencing the same season of life. And so a lot of the things that we're all stressed about or the things that are going on and that we're experiencing, a lot of us are experiencing the same things together. And so these conversations that I thought were going to be kind of surface level, just have to check off the box, ended up being these really robust, deep conversations where I laughed the hardest I've laughed in a long time and also shed some tears with some of my group. And so it was these really deep conversations that I honestly remember a lot of, and we still like pray for each other back and forth. And so I think those connections that you make just so quickly is one of the really special things about the gathering.
Yeah, it sounds like you really bonded over, I mean, a shared experience, but also just having those conversations. It's amazing what can happen when you're put in a position to have those conversations and build those relationships with people that yeah, you were kind of like, I don't know about this, but it turned into something really great. And it sounds like a lot of really great leadership opportunity for you. How has that influenced how you build relationships and lead in other parts, in other facets of your life?
Yeah, I would say in general, I've taken an approach of leadership that's kind of relationship-based. And so making sure that I know the people and what I'm serving with, no matter what situation I'm in, and in understanding their needs and what they bring to the team. And I think the gathering really solidified that leadership kind of framework for me. And taking an approach that's people-centric and understanding how relationships work in the context of leadership and why those relationships are important, I think really helps people to buy into what you're leading and where you're going. And so I think that relationship-centered piece is something that I really took away from the gathering that has influenced definitely how I do leadership and how I serve in the community around.
So tell us about becoming a squad leader. Was that an application process? Why did you want to become a squad leader for this next gathering?
Yeah, it is an application process, very similar to the YAF process. It just happens a little bit beforehand. We're chosen a little bit earlier so we can start to get some things rolling. But the main reason was, well, as a captain, kind of the next step up would be a squad leader. And I had an amazing squad leader. She's actually now part of the YAF team. But she was an amazing squad leader for me. I learned a lot from her and her leadership style. And I just remember at the last gathering being like, ooh, I want to do that position. And so having that really amazing experience last time as a captain, I knew I wanted to apply as a squad leader for this upcoming youth gathering.
What does that look like, that transition look like from captain to squad leader now? What are some of the extra things that you get to do as a squad leader?
Yeah, so we're just starting. One of them is getting to promote being a YAV, just like we're doing today. We also have some extra meetings that'll happen this upcoming year as we get prepared for the gathering, really, again, preparing to have those YAVs be in positions that they're going to be most useful and beneficial and be able to have a really good experience as a volunteer. So kind of laying that groundwork, doing the spiritual part of it, praying for the gathering, getting ready for the YAVs, praying for the YAVs. It's sort of a lot thing, but I'm kind of learning as I'm going. So it's my first time as a squad leader. And like I said, we just had our first meeting not too long ago, I think a week or two ago. So still learning kind of what the role is, but I'm excited.
Now that you've served as a young adult volunteer, as a captain, now a squad leader, I have to ask, has the color orange increased in your wardrobe since serving as a young adult volunteer?
It has. Yeah, I actually kind of went all out last time. I have orange shoes now, and I have an orange watch band. So like slowly, we're just getting more and more. So I don't know if you'll see anything but orange from the time we get to next summer. I might have everything figured out where I can just wear orange all the time.
It all started with orange t-shirts, right? For young adult volunteers, and then just became Orange Nation.
It's a thing. Just
wear everything orange. And it makes you easily identifiable as volunteers at the gathering, right? Wearing orange, sometimes lots of orange, makes you even more easily identifiable. Yes. We're going to learn more about serving as a young adult volunteer and the opportunity young adults have to apply for, you have to apply to be a young adult volunteer at the LCMS gathering this year. Well, in 2025,
it's
almost this year.
It really is.
It's right around the corner. We're going to continue the conversation with Bryce and Brandon in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are talking about young adult volunteers at the LCMS Youth Gathering. Bryce, you've served as a young adult volunteer, as a captain, now serving as a squad leader. What do we need for this year? What are we looking for? We have a number of volunteers that we're looking for, right? A large number, because it takes an entire Orange Nation to serve at the LCMS Gathering. So what does that look like in terms of need for volunteers?
Yeah, from my last meeting, I think the squad or our team has set the number of 1,000 volunteer applications as our goal. So it is quite a large number, but I am confident and optimistic that we are going to be able to reach that. But it's a great experience. We've talked about it a little bit, but just the connections you make and the amazing people that you get to meet, it really is an amazing experience to be a volunteer. And I think you get just as much as a volunteer, if not more, than you do as a participant. And so it really is something that I think is life-changing and definitely a crucible moment in both your life and your faith.
Brandon, we have a goal of 100 applications for young adult volunteers. Are you ready? I'm sorry, 1,000 applications.
Add a zero.
Yeah, add a zero. Sorry, 1,000 applications for young adult volunteers. You ready for reading 1,000 applications?
Yeah, it's a tough job to read through all those applications and the references. So you kind of double times that by two. But what's great about the way we do our application is there's a story there. We get to read each young adult's story. We get to know what they want, like where they like to serve as well. So it's actually kind of fun. But it is a long January week that we get to read through those
in 1 week. That is. Yeah, that's a
all
job.
All together, our team of six, we'll be asking our other six squad leaders to help us out as well. Yeah, so we get it done. And when I say week, I mean like 5 days. So
Yeah. Let's talk about what that application process looks like for the YAVs. What does that look like if somebody wants to volunteer?
Yeah, first of all, we're looking for those people that are 19 or a year out of high school to 25. So if you're 18 and a year out of high school, you can still apply. And the application itself takes about 15 minutes. There's some assessment there. There's some short answers there. And then we ask for a reference, pastor, DCE, a volunteer, youth leader, someone like that.
So 19 to 25 or a year out of high school to 25 at 18. And this application is a bit of a Bryce, you're shaking your head. What does the application look like? What all did you get to share in your application when you applied to be a young adult volunteer?
Yeah, so the application itself is not daunting. I think it's like, it kind of starts off as a typical application, you know, name, date of birth, things like that. And then you have your personal reference section, as Brandon was talking about. And then you take your personal interest and skill inventory, which just kind of allows us to see what kind of leader you are, how you would fit into a team. And then there is also some open questions, like Brandon was saying, that really allows us to see your story, see why you want to volunteer, and how you would be a good fit as a YAV. And so I think the process is very streamlined and simple. It's not complex at all. So I would encourage people to apply, absolutely.
So we don't have to have any specific talent or skills for this. Is that correct?
Correct.
Well, that's correct. Yeah.
All right. So tell us about the application. Where do we find the application, Brandon? And what comes next?
Yeah. So gathering.com/volunteer is where you can find that application. The application is open until the end of this year. So that's all the way to December 31st. We are blessed. We have 600 who have started an application. And so we're hoping that some of those that haven't finished will finish up, but we're still looking for at least 400. We're not capping it at 1,000. That's our goal. So if we got 1,200 or 2,000, we'll take all of that. We might take more than a week if that's the case, but they'll read through them. But yeah, we're really hoping that we get that large of a group, because it takes a large group of young adults to kind of help run the gathering and be the hands and feet everywhere at this gathering.
Now, I know LEGO was already mentioned, but where are some of the other places that YAVs serve? If young adults are listening to this and thinking that they might be interested, but kind of want to know more about where that service actually happens, what are some of the different roles, responsibilities that YAVs cover during the gathering?
Yeah, so there's a multitude of things that will be on the floor where Bryce was at. And so there's interactives there, there's sports there. There's some like game show type things that they've done. And these are all things in the past that I would expect. Like, these are just general things on the floor. But like, there's also people that are able to be with speakers throughout the week and introduce speakers that are speaking at the gathering. There's people that'll be in the Superdome helping guide people to their seats and be energetic there. I think a lot of times when people see YAVs, because they see our really energetic ones, that they think that you need to be an extrovert. But we are looking for all kinds of young adult volunteers. So we do have our introverts that kind of help us plan things in the background and do things and help with phone calls and texting and all that type of stuff as well. So we need all types of young adults to apply for this.
And we also need some YAVs who are ready to come talk with us at KFUO this year at the gathering as well. We love the opportunity to visit with some of the young adult volunteers at the gathering as well, spending some time with them, learning about what they're doing. Granted, they have to step away from their duties just for a little bit to go do that, but we always enjoy our opportunities to talk with YAVs at the gathering.
That work.
How, Brandon, from your perspective now serving with the LCMS gathering as a planner for some time now, how have you seen young adult volunteers continue to serve in their congregations and the LCMS after being a young adult volunteer? How does that, I guess, shape them and how they serve?
Yeah, well, I think Bryce touched a little bit on the connections they make with one another. And so just having people to lean on and being the person to be able to be leaned on, they continue their relationships way past the gathering. We have several people that they're in each other's weddings. Some have actually gotten married to one another. They find their spouse in this process. So I think that that's the major way, is just being the church with one another. And you don't necessarily have to go to each other's church to do that, right? But I also think it's awesome to see how they go back into their community and the things that they've learned, both leadership-wise and to serve in their congregation. They're looking, hey, how can I serve within the congregation, but also how can I serve my community? And they kind of take some of the things that they learn with young adult volunteers that week and be able to do that in their community.
What have you learned about leadership, about young adults wanting to serve the church, Brandon, as you've seen all of these young leaders develop over the years?
Yeah, it's been awesome to see. You know, I've been doing this. This will be my sixth rotation with the young adult volunteers, and they are sold out to God and to their congregations and to our church body. And so they want to serve it however they can. And so they're looking at ways to do that. And so that this is one small way that they can do that. And they're looking to be able to do that within their congregations as well. And many are already doing that before they get to us. So it's been awesome to kind of see the growth of kind of this young adult movement of wanting to be able to serve.
Bryce, what are you looking forward to most at your next meeting with fellow planners for the gathering and young adult team?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think I'm excited just to see the process move forward. There's so many moving parts to the gathering and there's so many people working on different aspects of it, that seeing it all come together in this beautiful way and how God uses everybody's talents, I think is really amazing. And so kind of going back to what Brandon said, like it does take a nation, an Orange Nation and a village to get everything done. And so just watching, you know, everybody from the introverted to the very extroverted all work together in the respective places, and then all of a sudden you just see these individual pieces just click together and make this really awesome event. I love seeing that process kind of unfold.
And Brandon, you mentioned that in January, you will be gathering together to review these applications. We're aiming for 1,000. What's the deadline for the application for young adult volunteers for this gathering?
December 31st is when they need to have everything in.
So December 31st is when they need to be in. Now would be, you mentioned 600 are already in, correct?
Right. Yeah. They've at least started their application. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so you can start it and then continue, like go back online and continue working on it. That's really helpful.
That is helpful.
Yes. I have to do it all in one.
if they need to ruminate on one of the questions, they can come back to it.
All right. So
I like that.
So what are we looking for? What do you give us the inside scoop? What are you looking for on applications? just saying, you know, if you're listening now, you got the inside scoop here from Brandon. What is Brandon looking for on applications?
What I look for, and we have six people that read these, so like just know, but what I'm looking for is I really do look for a person's story, because it's less about are you going to make it or aren't you going to make it? You know, it's not about that. It's where can we place you? And so I really want to know that, you know, trying to place a young adult in the right team and be able to bolster up so we don't have all introverts on one team, or we don't put a morning person at the night event, or, you know, vice versa, things like that. And so both the just the assessment and kind of the storytelling, the small answers is what I'm looking at when I'm reading those things.
So you're saying you really should be honest about everything that's happening in your life.
You should be honest, or you may find yourself in some place that you really don't want to be. We strive really hard. Like even when you asked all the areas that they can work, we give general information about like where they could work. And we really strive to give them their top three picks, one of their top three picks. And, you know, I think we could say that we do that for 90% of the applicants. They get their top three picks.
That sounds fantastic. So like, be honest about all your skills, and there are ways that everybody, I'm really glad you mentioned that about introverts too, though, because talking about being extroverted around people all day and I shrunk a little inside. So the point about introverts also having a place to serve is very, very valid. Brandon, what are you looking forward to this year? You mentioned this is your sixth go around with Yavs. What are you looking forward to watching a new crew of Yavs come in for this gathering?
Well, first of all, I love the city of New Orleans. They seem to really welcome the gathering and our young adults in particular. And so I can't wait for it's almost like another character or another person, within the gathering. The city itself is kind of that way. And so New Orleans just loves us and we love them. And I can't wait to see this group of young adult volunteers kind of come together. Bryce mentioned kind of how we structure things of groups coming together, that they're on teams and they just bond. You know, our training is more about them bonding together and becoming a cohesive team to be able to serve the gathering. So I look forward to that. I think we have a great group of squad leaders that are going to help lead that. And I'm excited for them. And we're just in the process right now of going through our captains and trying to figure out who our captains are going to be. And then our general Yavs as well. I'm just excited to kind of see who God brings to the table this summer.
Bryce, how about you? What are you looking forward to most?
I would say to meet the captains that are going to be I'm serving with and start to build those connections early on. I love relationships and how close the gathering brings people together. So I'm excited for that.
lcmsgathering.com/volunteer. You can find the application there to serve as a young adult volunteer, YAV, Orange Nation. Our guest today, Bryce Lidke, he is young adult volunteer squad leader. Bryce, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
And Brandon Heath, manager for the young adult volunteer team at the LCMS Youth Gathering. Brandon, great to have you on again. Thanks for being our guest.
You bet.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.